from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajowski is reporting in the Register Star that construction on the Hudson City School District's $19.9 million building project could begin as early as spring of 2017. District officials said on Monday, October the 24th. In February, the district's five-year plan to reduce the number of school buildings from 3 to 2 was approved by voters. Under that plan, John L. Edwards Primary School, located at 360 State Street in the city's north side, would be eliminated. Kindergarten, first and second grade students would be relocated to M.C. Smith Intermediate School on Harry Howard Avenue, and sixth graders will move to the junior high school. Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer said the cost of the various parts of the project are still unknown. She said, and I quote, "We haven't gone out to bid yet," end quote. The project design and the additions for the track and field building are currently under review by the state. Renovations to the intermediate school were initially planned to begin in September, but the project has been postponed until later this fall. The delay is not expected to impact project completion. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail on the impact the weather had on parts of Greene County over the weekend. Central Hudson reported power outages on both Saturday and Sunday, leaving approximately 1,600 households without power each day. On Saturday, October the 22nd, the outages were caused by wind and rain, and on Sunday, persistently high winds caused tree branches to fall on power lines. In Greenville, 700 residents were left without power for several hours on Saturday after a vehicle crashed into a utility pole. Central Hudson had to replace the pole before service could be restored 6 hours later. And the first snow of the season fell on parts of the mountaintop, including the area around North South Lake in Haines Falls. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Frugis estimated there was an inch or less left on the ground. He said, and I quote, "For the mountaintop, it's pretty typical," end quote. As for the winter ahead, Frugis said it's hard to predict what to expect. He said, and I quote, "The odds are we're going to definitely see more snow than last year," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential that on Monday, October the 24th, President Barack Obama endorsed 19th Congressional District Democratic candidate Zephyr Teachout. Obama said in a statement, and I quote, "I'm proud to endorse Zephyr Teachout for the United States House of Representatives. In Congress, Zephyr will be the kind of reform-minded leader we need to build on all of the progress we've made over the last 8 years to create a stronger, fairer country for our children," end quote. Teachout is running against Kinderhook Republican John Faso for the seat currently held by Chris Gibson. In a late September Time Warner Cable News Siena College poll, Faso and Teachout were nearly deadlocked. Teachout also received the endorsement of former Democratic presidential nominee Bernie Sanders. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Katie Kosajewski is reporting in the Register Star that Steepletop, the home of poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, was named a literary landmark on Sunday, October the 23rd. The farmhouse on 500 acres in Ulsterlitz was home to Millay for 25 years before her death in 1950. Millay was the first woman to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. The Empire State Center for the Book and United for Libraries partnered with the Edna St. Vincent Millay Society and the Friends of the Chatham Public Library to honor the poet for her contributions to literature. Rocco Stiano, director of the Empire State Center, said, and I quote, "I am so honored to be here today for the first time." Edna St. Vincent Millay was inducted into the New York's Writers Hall of Fame in 2010 with the first class of writers, end quote. The proposal to include Steepletop as a literary landmark was the idea of Chatham Public Library Executive Director Julie DeLisley. The Empire State Center for the Book was established in 2010. The center provides programs that highlight the state's literary heritage and calls attention to the importance of books, reading, literacy, and libraries. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that local historian, co-founder of the Mountaintop Historical Society, lifelong Haines Bowl resident Justine Hommel, died on October the 7th at the age of 90. Mountaintop Historical Society President Cindy LaPierre said of Hommel, and I quote, "She was constantly writing and sharing what she'd been learning," end quote. LaPierre said, in addition to her other work, Hommel was also the town of Hunter's historian. LaPierre described Hommel as a, and I quote, "a self-schooled," end quote, librarian and town historian, but said she took advantage of the many workshops and courses offered by the state and the county when offered. LaPierre said, and I quote, "she took whatever she was doing seriously," end quote. Bob Gildersleeve, a member of the Mountaintop Historical Society board, said, and I quote, "she was a strong woman. She was able to accomplish things and earn the respect of just about everybody who knew her. She will be missed," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Times Union is reporting that a state commission has put out the call for artists to design an LGBT memorial to honor, and I quote, "the fight for equal rights and all victims of hate, intolerance, and violence," end quote. It will be located in a waterfront park on the western edge of the Greenwich Village neighborhood in Manhattan. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo established a commission in the wake of the Orlando shootings that killed 49 people. Cuomo said the monument will serve as a symbol of the sacrifice New Yorkers have made in building a more just world. Artists must submit proposals online by November 21st. You can read that full story in the Times Union. As the November 8th general election approaches, Election Protection, the nation's largest nonpartisan voter protection coalition, is reminding voters of its toll-free voter helplines. Election Protection's trained volunteers are available to address voters' questions or problems with registration, early voting, and any other related voting issues. The group is especially concerned this year about improper challenges and voter intimidation at polls. Voters can get answers to their questions by calling the Lawyers Committee line at 866-OUR-VOTE or 866-687-8683. The hotline is currently staffed 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on weekdays, but will expand its schedule as Election Day nears. The Spanish language hotline, 888-V-EVOTA or 888-839-8682, is live all year. The Asian language voters can get assistance during the election season in a variety of languages, including Bengali, at 888-API-VOTE or 888-274-8683. Voters are asked to call, leave a message, and a volunteer will return their call. Information is available at www.866ourvote.org. Today is day 7 of the WGXC Dead Air 2 Resurrection 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 9 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a temperature low around 31. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 46 degrees. Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low around 29. And on Thursday, rain and snow likely before 11 a.m., then only rain with a temperature high near 44 degrees. Thursday night, rain before 2 a.m., then showers likely after 2 a.m. with a low around 40. The sun rose this morning at 7:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:57 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 25th day of October 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.